We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. I was kind of multitasking there trying to turn on my in-studio TV because Graceffo just told me in my ear as the opening was playing that my memory, what you just told me, Graceffo, that there was a big brawl in the Rockets-Lakers game.
Yeah, it seemed like James Harden got shoved from behind, and then some punches were thrown by Rajon Rondo and Brandon Ingram. But it seemed like it was really a James Harden-Brandon Ingram thing, and Chris Paul got involved, and Chris Paul tried to shove Rajon Rondo, and then it looked like he connected with a punch as well. And then Brandon Ingram came flying in, because there's always the one guy that's got to come flying in one of these things and punch somebody, and it was Brandon Ingram.
And who did Ingram hit then?
I couldn't tell.
Wow. Was LeBron throwing down too?
No, he was trying to break it up. Ingram tried to throw a punch at Chris Paul.
He did. Well, what if LeBron just would have laid out Harden?
LeBron did a great thing and pulled away his best friend Chris Paul.
He did.
Yeah.
What a peacemaker.
Instead of like pulling away his teammates, he pulled away his best friend Chris Paul.
Well, maybe he could have like Paul and Harden on the next episode of The Shop with all the Rocket players.
And they can talk about it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, then. You know, I could sit in with the shop and just, you know, make everybody laugh and talk about the college football Final Four because LeBron's a big Ohio State fan, right?
Apparently, Yankee fan, Cowboy fan, Ohio State fan.
He's a big Ohio State fan. He's a what? What McKeon say?
Indians fan, Dodgers fan.
Yeah, he's a Dodgers fan, Indians fan. He's a Cardinals fan. He's a Steelers fan.
Like, really, you pull away Chris Paul, but you don't try to separate any of your teammates.
Well, you know what?
His buddy, Chris Paul.
There'll be some more frustration because I'll tell you right now, LeBron's not going to the playoffs in the Western Conference with the Lakers. Not happening.
They would have to be pretty bad, Bill.
The Western Conference looks loaded.
Do you really have eight teams, though, but they're better than the Lakers?
All right, we'll do the Graceffo NBA quiz right now.
We could.
I'll go through the Western Conference as is with their rosters with no catastrophic injuries across the board for existing current rosters in the Western Conference, and you tell me who's better than the Lakers.
Gotcha.
Okay. We'll start with Houston.
Houston is better than the Lakers.
Okay, there you go. See, it's pretty simple. That's one. We have to get to eight. That's it, right?
That's right, eight.
Golden State, obviously.
Correct.
Okay, that's two. New Orleans.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, that's three. Portland.
Close.
Denver.
Probably better.
So we're at confirmed better. At four right now?
Four.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got the Jazz, you got the Thunder.
Right, San Antonio.
Close.
Dallas.
No.
Minnesota.
No.
Utah?
Maybe.
Okay, so we're in the maybe category with what? New Orleans?
Utah.
Portland. Phoenix? No.
No.
Memphis?
No.
Clippers?
No.
And I said Dallas, right? Cubans,
you did,
Mavericks.
And it's a no.
So you're saying that, and that obviously Sacramento's not better than.
That's definitely a no.
Sacramento State in, like, the WCC, whatever that conference is called.
Yeah, they're going to make the playoffs, man. They might not be – it's going to be close if they're
all right,
top
so we'll
four,
go one seed. Well, we'll play that to make sure we get this set with LeBron and the Lakers. Golden State's the one seed. We'll just go with that.
Sure.
Right? We'll go with Houston as a two seed. Right?
Yeah. It starts to get tricky around four, five, six – and the rest.
That's what I'm saying right now. We'll seed as is after, you know, teams have played. I think like Minnesota's played three. Most have played two games so far. Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll go seeding Golden State one, Houston two. Would you seed Denver, New Orleans three and four?
I gotta think the Thunder are there too.
Oh, yeah, we didn't put Oklahoma City in there.
I did. I mentioned Oklahoma City.
You did?
Yeah.
So you're trying to show me up right now?
A little bit.
Okay. Is that so? Yeah, and Oklahoma City's off to an 0-2 start. See, I was looking at the standings. They're right there with Sacramento. Are they playing for the first pick?
No, okay. Come on.
They're lottery? I'm joking. All right, so we'll go Golden State, Houston, 1 and 2 seeds. Will you go, your 3 seed would be, would you go Denver, Utah?
I like Denver a lot, man. I think
Denver's
I think Denver's
I'll go
down the floor and score.
I'll go 3 seed Denver right now. I'll go 4 seed Oklahoma City / Utah, so that's 4 and 5, right?
Sure.
All right, so now we're in the
Portland. New Orleans in there too.
Portland, New Orleans is 6 and 7. You see where I'm getting close with the Lakers?
Yeah, I really think they're going to be better than one of these teams.
Okay, I'm just saying it's close. You know, and I doubt Minnesota gets it right.
Well,
but San Antonio, you know, San Antonio gets there. They could be pushed out at the end. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, they're fitting in a lot of new faces. It's basically changing
right.
In the
well,
guard
you know.
Over there.
If they get some teams that, you know, Memphis gets it together, San Antonio gets it together, they could be pushed out, which I think, could you imagine if LeBron doesn't take the Lakers to the playoffs?
I think he's...
With all the ghost of Magic and Kareem and Worthy and Showtime, if he can't take them to the playoffs.
He's basically going to carry them, all 11 guys and say, here we go, we're doing this.
You know, Scoop Jackson, one of my NBA insiders, and he works for ESPNChicago.com, he had a great point on my statewide show on Friday where he said because of the East and how weak it was, LeBron could take these stretches basically off. But because of the depth of the Western Conference and him having to carry the Lakers, he won't be able to do that. So how strong will LeBron be if the Lakers get a 6, 7, 8 seed into the playoffs.
And that's not a good mix when you're older or when you're getting older.
Right. That's what, you know, that was a great point by Scoop. That, you know, I don't think the Lakers are that good. I don't. And I obviously LeBron's the best basketball player on the planet. I won't debate that.
After trailing Houston by 5?
That game's almost over. Has that game been going on for 5 hours?
There's 2 minutes left, and there it's a 5-point game.
Oh my God! What? How is that going to be? Oh, because of the fight, it took they had to clean up blood or something.
No, it just took took a while to get everybody off the floor.
Yeah, because that game's going to take almost 3 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they started at 10:30.
Hey, what are they becoming? Fox broadcasting college football.
Yeah, they take forever too, man.
Oh my God, their games are taking like 4 hours.
Those FS1 games, they take like 4.5 hours.
That's what I'm saying. They added like commercial breaks, like here's the pass and we pause.
You got to get the ad money in. It's all about the money.
Yeah, but
the,
you know,
it's all about
I'm
the Benjamins.
I'll say this: I work in the media, and I know if you don't have ad money, that you don't have radio stations, you don't have jobs.
Yeah, if you don't have ad money, we're not getting paid. So
you got the money you and McKenna rolling in right now. You don't get car service across the river to Jersey. You don't get the helipad if you get to the Tiki and Turney level. Okay.
I mean, I'm just lucky the check clears. Let's put it that way. Thank God. You know, I put the check in the machine. It clears. We're good. That's it. It's not a lot anyway, but you know,
Gazepo, one of the few guys that still goes to the bank to gas his check.
Yeah, well, you know, you never.
You don't
know.
Have direct deposit.
No.
It's 2018.
No. One job I have direct deposit. The other one I do not.
Are
Very
you
strange.
Running a numbers game? What's going on?
Yes, I'm trying to duck taxes. Yeah, as I say that on national radio.
Don't say that.
Grisepo's going, yeah, the Lakers are down 5, but I have the Lakers +6.
That's right.
Okay.
Believe it or not, this is not a cash job.
Show up to work, you're like, you know, I think you guys did it was a decent, you produce writer than you, it was okay. I'm going to give you guys each $10.
Here's a 20 spot. Don't spend it all in one place.
And I'm going to throw in some Subway tokens.
It's not bad.
Okay?
It's not
there
bad.
There you go.
Tokens don't work anymore. But, you know, if they did, they'd be great.
Tonight on Dateline, behind the scenes in sports radio, meet the producers.
Yeah,
Thank you, gentlemen.
It's not very glamorous, I got to tell you.
Yeah, but you do a good job.
Thanks,
and that was some LeBron conversation. And I guess we'll talk about the NBA after the first of the year.
Sure, why not? Christmas time.
Christmas Day. Let's watch all those games.
That's when it's big, man. You get the,
yeah,
get the big block.
I never watch those games on Christmas Day. Not at all. I don't. I watch, like, the Hawaii Bowl.
That's what you're doing Christmas Day? There's no turkey dinner at the household?
That's Thanksgiving.
Do ham on Christmas, right? And then
well,
do turkey
on
Thanksgiving.
Turkey
I don't
on
know.
Christmas too.
I don't know how it works on your end when you're getting paid cash per shift.
A turkey sandwich on Thanksgiving, as you know.
Yeah, and then just, you know, fall asleep because the turkey's laced with all the injections that just put you to sleep. Yeah, that's wonderful.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, I'm a turkey guy on Thanksgiving and a ham guy on Christmas. That's how I roll.
Honey glazed ham.
Honey glazed, yeah. It has to be. And I've tried, you know, when I got divorced 6 years ago, the first Thanksgiving and Christmas, I wanted to step up and be the guy that I could cook a meal. And to watch people chew on the food that I put in front of them on the big platters, and I tried to do this, to watch them chew, I felt like I was watching a Steven Spielberg movie about World War II or something, that I was feeding, like, you know, an army, bad food.
I tell you, at that point, you might as well just go to a bar on Thanksgiving.
No. What I did since that point, I buy it all from a restaurant or I go to a buffet. Okay. I do. I go, you know, like a golf course or a club will have a buffet or even a restaurant. I'll just go do that. It's easier. It's hard to believe it's almost Thanksgiving. What are we less, right about a month away, right?
Yep.
Wow. It's amazing. Thank you for the NBA update, Graceffo. Thank
welcome,
you,
bud. Anytime.
Thank you, from Kian, for breaking down.
I'm here for you.
Your weekly pay of $50 to produce.
It's more like 60.
Hey, you want to be in radio? Call 1-800-CBS Radio now. If you want to join in our huge questions of the night, who's going to win the World Series? Red Sox or the Dodgers? Who won that Game 7 tonight in Milwaukee? And then your top four teams in college football at this hour. Now, your top four. You tell me. Don't worry about rankings. Don't worry about the record. You tell me the four best teams in college football that you've seen in person or on TV. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. David Maryland, thank you so much for hanging around. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Huge. Hey, I'm down here in Maryland, but I'll tell you what. Thanksgiving dinner, come on by the house. We'll have a turkey. You know, it'll be better than the buffet, I promise you. I mean,
thank you. I'm going to go on a pilgrimage.
Thanksgiving Day, come on down. We'll watch.
I'm just going to go to everybody's house for, like, I should do 30 days of meals in America where I go to listeners' homes.
You know, I tell you what, I go to people's homes. I wash the dishes. They always invite me back. That's my advice.
I do have one rule. When I go to people's homes for meals, I don't do squat.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. First thing, right off the bat, if Michigan wins out, they have to go. They are the Big Ten representative. We're not going to have a national champion without a representative out of the Big Ten, especially if Michigan wins out.
Okay.
What I'm calling about, though, is Manny Machado. I'm down here. I'm a big Orioles fan. Years and years watching the Orioles, going back, you know, Cal Ripken, Frank Robinson, Brooks Robinson, going way back. And, you know, I've sort of been an apologist for Manny. You know, I've seen his antics for years. And now all of a sudden he's playing for the Dodgers, World Series, on the national stage. And it's becoming more of a national story than a Baltimore story. I want to know what you think about this. You know, he doesn't run down the baselines. Every time they had a big incident recently where the other player on the other team came out and said, you know, he's a dirty player. We know he's a dirty player. What do you think of him? I mean, I think of you as a guy who plays, knows how to play the game right. What do you think of Manny?
Would you sign him
if you were a GM?
No, well, I wouldn't sign him, and I appreciate your call in Maryland and the offer for Thanksgiving that, you know, Manny Machado's Manny Machado. And now you get to the Dodgers and the second biggest market in America, and you get to a team that's back in the World Series, you're under the microscope. Wasn't that way in Baltimore. He is who he is. He said that, and you could like him or you could hate him, and it was obvious that the Brewers fans didn't like him. And guys who don't hustle and guys who are there to get a paycheck and worry about themselves, teams still sign them in pro sports. He's not going anywhere anytime soon. If you want to join us live with your huge opinions, 1-855-212-4CBS at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are live across North America each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions. McKeon and Graceffo are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Just as a gentleman mentioned, you can join in on the conversation. I'm asking you, who wins the World Series, Dodgers or the Red Sox? And our weekly CBS eyeball test on your top four college football teams at this hour, teams you've seen in person or teams that you've seen on television. Who are the four best? Is it easy right now to say Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and LSU? I think it's pretty simple. Also, want to thank our friends from GEICO, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at GEICO.com. Let's go to Dave in Pittsburgh, PA. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, buddy. Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
Just talking, hey, if the everybody in the top three wins out, that means Alabama beating LSU here. What's the chance of Texas moving in up there? Because they have a really tough schedule left over. If they beat out Oklahoma State, West Virginia, even a very decent Iowa State team, Notre Dame has some tough games coming up. They got Florida State and decent Syracuse team and USC coming up. But the Big 12 is a lot better than an independent league. And coming from the Big 12, you'd rather want a big name school coming in the top five. Also, I would like to see the Dodgers win the World Series and maybe Clayton Kershaw finally getting a World Series ring.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I think he's really deserved of it.
Yeah, he's a class act. And Dave, thanks for listening in Pittsburgh on 93.7 FM, and you're joining in on how I started this show about an hour and 20 minutes ago, that there will be one heck of a debate, at least projected, on what one lost team gets in. Let's say Notre Dame wins out, Clemson wins out, and you'll get the SEC champion, whether that's LSU winning out, Alabama winning out, or a Georgia team winning out. Only a one-loss Georgia team. So that's a guaranteed three if they all win out. Then your debate becomes, well, you know, because LSU would be out of that picture because they would have lost Alabama. Michigan, if they went out, and they still have Penn State at home on November 3rd, and they travel to Ohio State on November 24th, even though the Buckeyes got rolled by Purdue by 29. And then you had the guy from San Francisco say they didn't quit. They look like they quit to me. And you got Oklahoma in the mix, and I got that one loss debate. And there'll be a very worthy, at least projected right now, one loss team. But as I say that, next 2 weeks could be crazy. I don't see Alabama losing at all at any time this year. Regular season, SEC title game, college football playoff. I don't. And nothing against Dabo and Clemson, and they're just up and down loaded with athletes, but they're not beating Alabama, the freshman QB. Not happening. It's not all in the quarterback. Alabama's offense is the best Saban's had. Let's go to Chris in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Just driving back from Milwaukee to Green Bay. Just got done watching the Brewers, and it's been a long time since we've been able to watch the Brewers this late in the year.
It was one heck of a year, and I think if you're a Brewers fan, you don't have to feel anything. You pushed the Dodgers to a Game 7. You had an unbelievable year in a very tough division in the NL Central. I like Council. Like I was saying during this series, they reminded me of the Giants and Royals teams that won World Series rings. I thought they had a shot to do it, even on paper, when they weren't as good as other teams this year. Phenomenal year as a Milwaukee Brewer organization and fan.
Well, you know, I just wanted to wish them, you know, congratulate them. Everybody after the game, you know, the raw emotion, you're upset. But when you had time to cool down, you realize what a special year. And they've got a plan and some minor leaguers coming up, and I'm sure they'll be back again next year. So.
All right, well, Chris, well, thank you so much for the call, and safe travels back to Green Bay after watching the Brewers lose that game 7. Yeah, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you look at the Badgers, and you look at the Brewers, and you look at the Bucks, who aren't getting any love when everybody talks about the Eastern Conference. I know I forget about them. It's going to be Boston. It's going to be Toronto. You know, one of those two will win it. Washington could if they learn to share the rock. Wait a minute. What about the Bucks? And then you got the Packer fans. It's just a really cool sports state, Wisconsin is. Let's go to Alan in Chicago listening on AM 670 The Score. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, my friend.
Got a question. You've been talking about the one-loss teams. Is Ohio? I got a couple questions. First of all, in your opinion, is Ohio State done, or they still got a shot, though?
They got a shot. I'd say Ohio State's in that, just like kind of like Georgia, where Georgia had the ugly loss and they still control their destiny. If Ohio State wins out, and then Michigan will be, let's just say, where they're at now, they're probably going to bump up to 5. So Ohio State beats number 5 Michigan. They went out and they beat number 5 Michigan. By then, I think Wisconsin probably wins the Big Ten West, and they're back as a top 20 team, let's say. And I think they're in the mix. I just don't, based on Penn State losing to then unranked Michigan State and Ohio State getting just rolled on national TV by Purdue, I don't think it's a given that a one-loss Big Ten team gets into the college football playoff. The one-loss team that wins, if a one-loss team wins the Big Ten.
I agree with you. One other question. You just mentioned Wisconsin. I'm a huge Northwestern fan. Wisconsin comes in here next week. If Northwestern beats Wisconsin, doesn't that kind of put Northwestern in a decent spot for the Big Ten championship game?
Yeah, and then that's a team, and I can't say enough about Pat Fitzgerald. And, Alan, thank you for listening in Chicago. I appreciate that. Yeah, what Pat Fitzgerald does every year, and it goes back, you know, Barnett got it rolling. And Northwestern's one of those teams where they almost play like a military academy, where they exceed their talent level on almost a yearly basis. And, yeah, they'll have some ugly games where – you know, they lose to Duke, but Duke has really developed a great football program. But they find a way, and they play with emotion, and you appreciate what they do. And when I look at the Big Ten West, and I look at the Big Ten right now, I mean, when you're even thinking about Northwestern winning the Big Ten West, yeah, if they beat Wisconsin, they're 4-1 right now, they're controlling their destiny. So that goes back, and nothing against Northwestern, but you look at these losses that the conference has suffered, and I don't think it's a guarantee a one-loss Big Ten team gets to the college football playoff over a one-loss SEC team. You want to join us live? We have one final segment together, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227, at Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are back live across North America. Final segment together on the only show where the people have a voice. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Graceffo and McKeon are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Also, CBS's Super Bowl season continues Sunday when the NFL heads across the pond for a battle between the Titans and Chargers. Next on tap, it's a doubleheader as Tom Brady and the Patriots collide with Khalil Mack and the Bears, followed by a big divisional showdown when the Cowboys and Redskins look to gain ground in the NFC East. Wake up with the NFL today at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific, to start your full day of NFL football only on CBS. You can join in on the conversation are two huge questions of the night. One, who wins the World Series? Dodgers or the Red Sox? It begins Tuesday at Fenway Park. Who wins? You can join in at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook, and also something we do each and every Saturday night, the CBS Eyeball Test. Your top four teams in college football at this hour. Give me your four that you've watched in person or that you've seen on TV. Forget their wins, losses. I'm asking you the four best teams that you've seen in college football. You can join us 1-855-212-4CBS at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Comments coming in from Thomas C.S. Sendre. He tweets at Saturday Huge. I concur with your top four, but I got Clemson at four, but only because I saw the Syracuse game. I also want to thank Tom Paulson, who's listening on this Saturday night. He sent us the tweet and video of CP3 and Rondo throwing haymakers. He said it was insane at Staples. Matthew Embury, the comments, listening in Mishawaka, Indiana, right near the Notre Dame campus. George is out with Florida, Kentucky, Auburn next three. There's at least one more loss in that group. So unless LSU beats Alabama, SEC will be a one-bid league. I get that, Matthew. What I was saying is that if Georgia wins out and Alabama would have only one loss in the SEC title game, they would get two teams. Notre Dame wins out, they're in. Clemson wins out, they're in. And one-loss teams like Michigan, Oklahoma, Texas would be on the outside looking in. John Scherzi comments at Saturday Huge. Top four in college football, Bama, Clemson, LSU, and ND. Then he has Michigan, Oklahoma, Georgia, Texas, Ohio State, and Central Florida. And I get the Central Florida love. But they do, this isn't the BCS anymore, and because you're undefeated, that you deserve to be in the conversation. And the easiest path, and it will come, will be when they go to eight teams, because then the Power Five can guarantee that their champions get in, and every one of those conference games and their new mega conferences counts. So you got five spots there. Then you would put in, you know, Notre Dame's in the mix because they're such a huge TV draw, and your college football playoff is fueled by TV ratings and TV money being fed to the NCAA from the networks. And then I would, you know, something that they used to do, I think with the BCS, if I'm not wrong, where you would have a spot if you have that mid-major, that there would be a spot for a MAC champion. There would be one of those other conferences if their champion was undefeated and they met some criteria with the strength of schedule. And you would then have a chance for the Dreamer, for somebody who could be an eight seed who would take on the big boys, just like we love to watch March Madness. And you don't see the 16-1 happen with Maryland, Baltimore County, but and Virginia. But think about how historic that was. And I'm all, if you have the five power conferences champions guaranteed, and you have two other spots, and you have an eighth spot that is for the highest ranked, rated, your college football playoff formula, one of those D1 conferences, whoever was the highest rated based on who they beat, how strong their conference was this year or that year, and they would have a chance to dream. That, to me, is the perfect formula. And why we're not there, I get protecting the bowls. I do. I get that. But it seems so logical, doesn't it? Let's go to Tony in Arlington, Texas, listening on 105.3 FM in the Metroplex. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Good morning. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Appreciate you taking my call.
No problem, buddy.
I like what you're saying about the top four, about one-loss teams from the Big Ten. I was born in Michigan, grew up in Wisconsin, ended up in Texas, and I think both conferences that I represent, if you wish, I don't see them being guaranteed anything as far as the playoffs are concerned with one-loss teams. I mean, the Big 12, Big 10 have a habit of beating up on each other, and so it kind of loses its luster when it comes to picking the Final Four. I'd like to see Michigan win out and finally beat Ohio State and have a shot, maybe. But I just don't see a guarantee for either conference. It might be slim pickings, and so we may just have an all SEC final again. But and with the World Series, I'm pulling for Boston. They just have the most incredible outfield, and I know Machado is who he is, and he's not going to back down, but I think he's a punk, and there's no room for his kind of crap in baseball. But anyway, appreciate you taking my call.
Hey, thank you, Tony, in Arlington, listening on 105.3 FM. Machado's Machado, as I said to the caller from Maryland earlier. And these athletes, some of them just don't care. They don't care about the media. They don't care about the fans. They have big money deals. They have endorsements. They just don't care. And you can't change people. They are who they are. The only way you change is when you have self-reflection and you change on your own. When you're an adult, you can't. You are who you are. You can mature. You can grow. And Machado and the Dodgers against Boston, I just, unless the Dodgers pitching is phenomenal, I think this is Red Sox in six, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's Red Sox in five games. Let's go to Sam in Cleveland, listening on 92.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Mr. Huge, how you doing?
Doing good, Sammy.
I just wanted to know, I asked this question last week. We kind of got sidetracked when you were discussing the future of the Browns and Mayfield. Now that we're a week later, I wanted to know who do you think is going to come out on top of the AFC North? I mean, the Steelers and Ravens look like the favorites. Perhaps Cincinnati. I wanted to get your take. Thanks so much. Have a great night.
All right. Thank you, Sam. And I was going to end the show with my huge four in the NFL like I do each and every week. And I think Pittsburgh will get it together. I think Le'Veon Bell, a distraction, and just, we talk about athletes. Come on, Antonio. Don't become that guy. Just don't. There's something about respect and understanding where you're at and what people have done for you. It's a lost art in America. I still like Pittsburgh to come out of the North. Cleveland, just when I look at their season, outside of what the Chargers did to them, man, they were right there, and they needed to win those early games and be sitting at 4-2, and they could, or at least 3-2-1 like Pittsburgh, and they're right in the hunt. They're still there, but you can't give away games when you're trying to climb back like the Browns are. Speaking of that, my NFL top four, I think best team in the AFC. Is there any argument it's New England after what they did to Kansas City? Chiefs would be the second best team. So that's two of my huge four. Two best in the AFC. NFC Bears laid an egg in Miami. Brock Osweiler. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Then Washington looks awesome. Cowboys look great. Like I said, Philly still has something. NFC, we all raved about how deep the NFC was before the season began. After the Rams, is it New Orleans the best team in the NFC? Probably. So you look at the undefeated Rams, New Orleans, New England, Kansas City, and if you had to rank them on my huge four list, you would go Rams, Patriots, Chiefs, New Orleans. That would be my huge four in the National Football League. And I'm looking at the NFC and I'm saying, okay, Bears have the defense and they just, Brock Osweiler? Are you kidding me? Brock Osweiler. I had to double take a couple times. I'm like, Tannehill's not playing. Who is that? It's Brock Osweiler. And then you watch what Rodgers did leading Green Bay back. Man, is there anybody better that puts a team on his shoulders in sports? Maybe in history. Brady has done it for a long time with the Patriots, but Rodgers, man, whether it's his own injuries around him, he is just money. And like I said, when the game ends, Donica or Danica, I like Donica for a woman. Patrick is waiting for him outside the Packers locker room door. Man, Rodgers is the man. So my huge four in the National Football League in order, Rams, Patriots, Chiefs, and Saints. Now you can drop your huge four at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. So each and every Saturday night during the football season, just remember we take your CBS eyeball test on the top four teams in college football and also you're a huge four in the NFL, but we had a busy show, didn't have time to get to that, so I do apologize. We will do it next week or drop them at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I do want to thank Graceffo. He was awesome. His NBA breakdown, he deserves a gig with Ernie, Kenny, and Sir Charles and Shaq. McKeon, he was phenomenal. Thank you for your help back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fast was remarkable on the updates. Remember, we're the only show based on huge opinions, yours and mine.